This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 60 minutes to go. Big show. Nick, Barry, Joel, Usual Suspects on a Tuesday. That means Way Back Wednesday is around the corner. We are taking suggestions before we settle on our theme.
So two that we're keeping in mind is artists with one-word names.
Yes.
And artists that have overdosed.
Okay.
So those are two that are on the table right now.
One that's definitely out is cartoon themes, correct?
Yes, that is correct. You guys wasted your time.
I didn't.
So somebody said, how about a Way Back Wednesday where you let your wives pick the songs and Nick can just have a BBW Latina for his?
Hate you.
So I think this is a great idea.
My wife would love it.
Now, what we can do, Nick, is just get you a guest picker. You can pick a hot media chick. We can try to get you just a hot chick. I mean, whatever.
Okay. Speaking of that, though, I did learn a valuable lesson the other day.
Oh.
Did you know?
I went two-stepping again.
Okay. Again? You're really getting into this.
Yeah, I'm getting pretty good.
Let's not give you
I'm not lying.
Too much
I'm
credit.
Getting pretty good.
Are you? I'll be the judge of that. We're going to have to dance together.
The lesson I learned is there was two girls. They were friends. One was a beautiful, petite Latina chick.
Mm-hmm.
So you weren't interested in her?
No, I was super interested in her.
Oh, okay.
She was, scale of 1 to 10?
Like a 7 or an 8.
Ooh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. And then her friend was, you know, a beautiful plus size Latina.
Scale of 1 to 300?
Oh.
280?
The lesson I learned is that don't ever approach the skinny one unless you know for sure she's going to say yes.
Because
The first thing she's going to do is point to her plus size friend that has not been asked to dance yet.
This happened to you?
She was like, I totally would, but I'm waiting on my drinks. But she's available. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no. So what'd you do?
I froze, man. I looked at her for like 3 seconds and I just walked off, bro. I just walked off.
You didn't even say, oh, I got a cramp.
I wasn't. My friends were with me. They would have made fun of me the entire night, dude.
You should have said, I would, but I'm about to get some food. She might join you.
Yeah.
No. I couldn't
do
it.
Can you imagine what you did for her self-esteem the rest of the night?
I crushed it, probably.
Man. Oh, dude.
I don't care. I didn't know what to do. I froze. Literally, for 3 seconds, I just stood there.
So you just walked off? No, because I would have probably made the mistake of just looking at her going, no. And just walked off. So at least you didn't say anything. You're just like, I'm out.
Yeah,
I'm not.
But I learned that lesson. I will never do that again.
That is
ever.
Hilarious. Yeah, that's ever. A good life lesson, bro. Good for you. I'm glad
you live and you learn.
That's
and you
right.
two-step down the road. I think that's more shocking to me that you are really on this kick now. That's okay. Everybody needs a hobby.
Somebody said Prince checks both of those boxes for Way Back Wednesday. That's true. OD. Because remember?
Yeah, it's a good call.
And one-word names.
You know I don't mind putting the purple man on my list.
No, you definitely don't mind the purple guy.
Well, you do.
Huh? I love Prince. I love his music. What are you talking about? I'm a big fan. I just try to mix it up, unlike you and Nick.
See, again, you're always throwing stones and pointing fingers. And you wonder why you get no leniency with either one of us.
What? I don't wonder. I know why exactly
okay.
why. I get it. Justin Frederick says she ain't a lady if she ain't 280. Is that a saying? That's not a thing.
Wow.
Justin, that is not a thing.
That is Nick's like, that's not a thing
and
with me.
And Nick, evidently the getting's been good because normally that's what you would self-proclaim as a slump buster. But if you're not in a slump, then you
just y'all turned
walk
it into
on your
that.
Way.
All I said
exactly.
is I have a tendency to attract.
You see?
Jeez.
Every time I agree with you, we're piling on Joel if you and I agree.
I know.
But if he and I agree, then we're just kicking facts.
But Joel and I have agreed against you
I know.
Quite a few times, right? Yeah. All right.
Okay, what'd you learn?
I learned just don't. I'm just staying away from the plus size women just altogether.
So that's you're turning
over
a new
leaf. Nothing wrong
with
them. Beautiful. I'm just staying away.
You've either turned over a new leaf or some new sheets, and you're going to start over, and that's out now. So all you listeners, stop with that because he's done with that portion of the equation.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was trying to find the, because we were talking about it at a break, what's a good link for like all of the like free agent, a
right,
free
like
agent
for,
tracker
for basketball,
or whatever?
For basketball, I go to Hoops Hype and they
right.
have the latest rumors and they're really accurate. And so I asked you for football because ESPN, you know, they got to be real careful about what they release. NFL.com is not releasing it until there's ink on the paper, for God's sake. So I was just wondering if there is one go-to site for football.
Well, I mean, ESPN does have a free agency tab, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you go to their NFL page and click on free agency, they do have a free agency coverage, all the latest signings and trades. And they've got the Colvin, the Aaron Colvin trade, or the Aaron Colvin signing or potential signing on there. So, I mean, they've got Marquise Lee. They've got Danny Amendola. So they're putting all the stuff that's not been inked yet. So that's good. Why are you?
Oh, my God, Barry.
What happened?
I just saw the deal for Sam Bradford.
Uh-huh.
Do you know how much he got for next year?
Oh, no.
1 year deal, which is a bonus, right? But if you guys are both guessing, and I know you're going to look this up, but Nick, if you're guessing, what did Sam Bradford get for a 1 year deal after playing one game for the Vikings?
I would have said eight, but from your tone, I'm going to say 13 to 15, 13?
You're not close.
Really?
I would say, in the way that the money has been being shelled out.
And what I just said with him.
13's not close?
Nope.
So 20.
Yep.
He got 20?
Sam Bradford got a 1 year deal for $20 million. 15 of it is guaranteed.
That's kind of silly.
Stealing money.
And that was with the Cardinals?
Yes.
They kind of needed something, though.
Well, something that might be on the field more than Carson Palmer, for God's sake.
He went and bought a ski mask and just robbed him.
Blind.
$20 million, yeah. 15 guaranteed. So you're paying 15 mil.
He literally robbed him blind, so they didn't look at any x-rays, MRIs, or medical history that says this dude played one game last year.
Let's face it, though. Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, Kirk Cousins, none of these guys have really – Jimmy Garoppolo, none of these guys have done anything to be worthy of these contracts.
Jimmy what looks pretty good.
Oh, great. So does Deshaun Watson. You're going to give Deshaun Watson $37 million? No. None of these guys have done anything to deserve this money. What it speaks of is the lack of talent and how important the position is.
Sure.
And how important it is. When you combine those, you start giving $15 million guaranteed to a guy like Sam Bradford because he had a little bit of success when he was in Minnesota. So,
of course he said it's encouraging because mentally he knows he can go back out there and do it. But come on, man. Look at your track record. Every year, you're hurt more than you're playing. Look, the Vikings looked all world when he was playing for them for the one game he played, and then after that, it was like, boop, 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 goodbye.
What was the guy's name in Minnesota? He left. Coach. He's the one.
Shermer. Who's with the Giants.
Yes. All of those guys are probably a product of that. So unless any of these cats are going to the Giants, expect them to regress a little.
Here's the thing, fellas. Consider this. Okay, so we just talked about two of the three quarterbacks that the Vikings had last season signing and getting huge deals. What's Teddy Bridgewater going to get when you don't even know what you're getting?
I don't think it'll be as high because he's coming off of an injury and it's been a while.
You would think not, but with everything we just said, I'm going to say he may be kicking the tires between 7 and 10.
Okay, I was going to say 12.
See, there you go. That's a lot of money for a guy that, one, came in fairly unproven, got hurt, and now you don't know what you're getting in return. When he did come back last year, he looked awful.
Yeah. I'm surprised, though, that none of these cats ended up in New York. I really am.
Yeah. And by the way, the Texans were considering Ryan Fitzpatrick coming back to be their backup to Deshaun Watson to make sure they don't have to deal with another savage. He re-signed with the Buccaneers and got decent money.
Okay. How much did he get?
I'd have to look it up. But I know that he re-signed to go back to the Bucs, and I got to say it was more like 6 or 7, which is again, when you start looking at it, and we used to make fun of David Carr for all that he wasn't, how much money he had made in his career, which was an exorbitant number at the time, like $54 million, I think, as a quarterback without endorsements. But we're going to start looking back at the careers of guys like Ryan Fitzpatrick and go, that dude made a killing. All these quarterbacks.
Yep. Oh, for over the year?
Yeah,
for over their career. Yeah, I could actually probably pull that up.
That, to me, is just nuts. That you look at guys that, like you said, weren't Hall of Famers or All Pros or even close to it, and the money that they collected over the course of their career.
How much money do you think Ryan Fitzpatrick has made?
How long has his career been?
2005.
He signed the one big whopper with the Bills. So 2005, so blah, 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 about 13-year career. He signed for 3 years. I mean, for $3 million for next year. So it's not bad.
So we won't include that. Through 13 seasons, how much money do you think he's made playing football?
50.
Yeah, I was going to go 54.
54.
Oh!
Oh, you nailed it.
Big.
Ridiculous.
Only because I said 54 for Carr at the time. Did you have...
Yeah.
What was Carr's for
David
his career?
Carr?
Yeah. Because it's at least 54.
David Carr made 40.
I thought it was more than that.
No, he made 40.
Does that include signing bonuses and everything?
So he had a $10 million signing bonus the first year. Yeah, it's total cash.
Wow.
It's signing bonuses. It's roster bonuses. David Carr had a $2 million roster bonus from the Niners in 2010. Yeah, $40 million in total cash. That's incentives, bonuses, everything.
And you know the greatest stat he has going for him? He's one of only... Let's see. He's one of only seven. He's now the seventh quarterback to have thrown a pass for seven different teams.
You want to hear something? Take a guess at how much Sam Bradford has made.
In his career?
Since 2010.
How long? How many years?
2010. So this will be his 7
you're
years.
You're not counting this deal? Or
7
you?
Years. No, nope, not counting this year.
Don't
this
tell
deal.
Me it's like 40.
Just take a guess.
40.
$114 million.
Oh, come on. That's right, because he got one of the last deals where you got the big deal for being the first overall pick.
$17 million signing bonus in 2011, but he's made even if without that, he's still at 100.
Oh, is that sick?
$100 million, $114 million for Sam Bradford. Unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
I'm in the wrong business. You know who's not in the wrong business? Gulf State Home Buyers, because they give you cash for your house. It ain't going to be Sam Bradford cash, but you know what? They're going to come out and tell you exactly what they'll give you for your home. That's why I want you to call Gulf State Home Buyers. 281-717-6100 is the number. Call them, especially if you need to get out from under that house. If you need cash or you just need a quick sale of your home, Gulf State Home Buyers are the folks to get engaged right now with, and let them come out and help you. 281-717-6100 is the number. They're going to come out. They're going to assess the house. They're going to give you a cash offer. Now, you're under no obligation to accept it, but if it fits your needs, if you have... Maybe you owe back taxes, or you've got delinquent HOA dues, or divorce, bankruptcy, whatever the reason you're selling your home, if they have the cash and they're willing to give it to you, why wouldn't you call them? 281-717-6100. That's the number. Once you get Gulf State Home Buyers involved, they handle everything. So it couldn't be easier or more stress-free to sell your home than when you use Gulf State Home Buyers. They have attorneys, title companies, an entire in-house staff of professionals that are there and ready and willing to help you get out from under that home and get cash in your hand for said home. 281-717-6100 is the number. Give them a call. Get them engaged. Whether you've got title issues or you just need a quick closing, get a clear understanding of your situation when you call them. It's 281-717-6100 or hit them up on the web, GulfStateHomeBuyers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, gang, want to get in on an NCAA tournament challenge? Well, we will have one for you. We did one last year. We'll do one again this year. And you can show just how much you know or don't know about college basketball, but at the same time, you can have some fun doing it because we got some great prizes. We're talking about a staycation, two nights at the Hyatt Regency in the Galleria. Talking about tickets from TickerCom. A ticker from TickerCom, the great sports ticker that we talked about for your man cave. $40 gift cards to General Public. Cowboys and Indians, Barry.
Yeah,
lots of GCs for Cowboys and Indians. And Uberito. As well as Houston Sabercats games, Skeeters games, little maybe something from Prime Social Club, Revelry on Richmond. Lots of good stuff. $100 gift cards to Tango and Malbec, Damaris Barbecue, Kolache Shop. So all you got to do is go to ESPN975.com/bracket challenge 2018. You can sign up. You can get it all taken care of. Get your brackets in on time. We'll all be doing one, and then you'll see how you do against us, and then you maybe can win some prizes.
I'm going to totally beat you guys.
That's because you're just
like
going to go.
Drum.
Well, assuming everything goes as planned based on the analytic BS website you go to make your picks.
You watch it. Tracy just tweeted us. Apparently Brent Celek has been cut or is going to be cut.
Yep.
And she said, what do you think about Brent Celek for the Texans?
Not a bad fit. If he's still got something in the tank.
I'm not saying
I'm not saying a long term, but I'm saying here's a guy. Okay. Is he better than what you got?
No.
Yeah, he is.
No.
Yeah, he is. He's better than Anderson, and he's way better than a guy that may be retiring because of concussions.
I'm going to disagree with you. I don't think he's better than either of those guys. Then what? Then Prince Celek?
Yep.
Steven Anderson?
He's more of a receiver, but okay.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to argue with you, but...
Steven Anderson, Ryan Griffin, I'd take either of those guys over Prince Celek. I don't know about Fedorowicz necessarily, but the other guys for sure.
To me, it's just way too important of a position to just, without getting some help there. Maybe it's not him, Celek, but they definitely need to address that.
Yeah, there's no doubt they're going to have to add somebody, especially if CJ Fedorowicz does decide to retire because of concussions. But I don't know. Celek's just a guy that he's just, how old is he now? He's up there. I know.
I don't know. I have to look that up. Now, Ertz is their big guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the guy they're not getting rid of. Yeah, it might be. So, yeah, Prince Celek, 33.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
Not a guy. 11 years. Yeah, you don't want Prince Celek on the Texans. No, you're trying to get younger and better.
Yeah. So, but I haven't even looked at my brackets yet, so I got to get going on some of that.
Yeah, I got to. When are these due by? Thursday, right?
I think so. I think that's what the email said.
And
I'm gonna do mine tonight after
are you work. What are you just gonna just randomly pick?
Yeah, I mean I actually partially filled out like a paper one yesterday, but because of the play-in games. So
what happened?
Did you see that? I missed this on the email. The last prize, the winner will have the opportunity to sit in on the Blitz for the last
that's
hour
great.
Of the show.
Speaking of radio, we want to welcome all of our listeners on 94.1 Sports Map. We are simulcasting today.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Thank you guys for listening and tuning in. Yeah, so welcome to everybody listening on Sports Map
94.1. I was taken aback for a second because if Nick is true in what he just said, I am borderline giddy.
So I'm just going to say this because I haven't seen it on the internet that producer Tyler Scott is the one who told me. So this is according to Tyler Scott, but Jimmy Graham, 3-year deal. To the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, suck it, Clarence! I love it. Wow. It's a twofold win.
Wow.
That is big. We don't need you, Party Marty Bennett, Martellus Bennett. Jimmy Graham, that's a nice get for Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not seeing it.
Don't tease me. Nick, that better be true.
Greg Bell, the latest tweet. Oh, nope. Packers
I'm seeing on the timeline, but
Adam
it's all expected. Expected to sign, yeah.
Yep. There it is, Adam Schefter.
Oh, I feel so much better now. They've done something. Talk about a new general manager making a splash. Mr. Gutenkust gets my early vote for a job well done, sir.
All right.
So the Packer on the board, I like that.
Yeah, you're happy now?
I am. I have expressed my joy.
Jason Hebert was just asking about that. So Jimmy Graham to the Packers is official. None of this is official. None of it is official.
But Aaron still has to sign, right?
Sign, right. Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, again, unlike used car dealers, once you say you have an agreement and you've come to an agreement, they're not going to go back.
I like the way he incorporated that. That was smooth.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, is there any potential possibility that there was a discussion with Graham saying, look, it's pretty much a done deal with Aaron Rodgers. That's kind of like a selling point. Or
well, I think it was between two teams. I think it was down to the Saints and the Pack.
Yep, that's true. Okay.
He wanted to go to either he wanted to play for Aaron Rodgers or play for Drew Brees.
Not
he's
dumb.
He's a pass catching tight end.
Yeah.
That's on the downside of his career. He's got to have a guy that can get him the ball. He's not going to be great in run blocking and all that stuff. But the
Packers have other guys.
He
that
is
they
a weapon for
to block.
Yes, and I tell you what, in the red zone, he can really become a weapon.
Think about when we talk about all the routes and fades and touch passes Rodgers throws to the corners and he has to go to Devontae Adams. If you put Devontae Adams on one side, you put Jimmy Graham on the other, and you say go up and get it, you got two of the best. So, but here's my thing, guys. I'm not too. I love it, right? But here's the deal: they are so one sided. If they don't address the defense, and you look at what Philadelphia's got on defense, they're going nowhere. I mean, they have to address the defense, but I do like going out and getting another weapon for Rodgers.
Yeah, it's a good start for them. Somebody said all this boatloads of money that's being thrown around, I'm worried that Clowney's going to get paid. Oh, Clowney's going to get paid.
Oh,
yeah. Your worry is rational. He's going to make a grip. There's no doubt about that.
Here's the thing. You hope that he gives you somewhat of a hometown discount. Otherwise, like John Gruden said when he was still a broadcaster, this guy is set to become the highest paid non-quarterback in the league. And oh, by the way, the guy that was the highest paid non-quarterback in the league just got cut. So with Ndamukong Suh out, Clowney is going to break the bank regardless.
Yeah. Oh, you might say, calm down, Joel. He's no Billy Graham.
You know what, Mike? Praise the Lord, he's not, but yeah. He is good, and I'll take it.
Somebody wants to know, can you submit more than one entry for the bracket challenge?
I mean,
I don't know. Why are you trying to game the system?
Dude, we're just trying to hype you up so that you know what's keep you in 411 what's going on, but we don't know all those things. I guess we can check. We can ask Jong.
I'll take a look at the email, and I'll ask Jong and let you guys know, because I honestly don't know. I would assume, because it's, I guess they're asking listeners that
it's
only
one.
I guess
it's by email, right? So if you have multiple email addresses, maybe. I don't know.
So now you're giving out ideas.
Well, I'm speculating.
Okay.
Maybe they do a search and then decide.
I'll clarify that in the break for sure.
All right, we'll take a break.
Josh McDaniels had an agreement, but we saw how that happened, so don't get too excited, Joel. That was a text.
I'm just going to let you guys know, because I don't think we should probably put this out there. But if you want some entertainment, go to Adam Schefter's account and look at the comments under every signing, but particularly the Graham to the Packers deal.
What? Well, give us a sample.
So a guy by the name of the Steel Crew responds, "My wife has signed a 3-year deal with a black man," followed up by Black Dexter on Lean, who followed up by saying, "I'm the black man." It's classic.
That's funny.
And the Steel Crew responded with, "Dad." It's pretty good out
there
right now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll continue to roll on. Right now, I'll tell you about my good friends at Gallery Furniture. You know, the Astros won it all, and Mattress Mack had a great deal as part of that, where if you buy $3,000 or more with the bedroom furniture and the Astros win it all, you get it all. Well, if you didn't check, the Astros were at the White House yesterday because they won it all, and Mattress Mack was with them because the Astros appreciate all that he does for the team and the city, and that's just the way he does business. And he's going to do that deal again. So if you're interested in bedroom furniture and you're in the market for it, you can do it at Gallery Furniture. And if you do spend $3,000 or more and the Astros win it all again, you can get it all free at the end of the season. It's fantastic. It's just another great deal at Gallery Furniture. They have 3 locations across the city to better serve you. Grant Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. Of course, the mainstay, I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. And they even have a location in the Galleria area, centrally located, with all the same kind of deals. And what he says is what they do. That means no back order slips. If you buy today, you get it tonight. And they're going to save you money. And they have top quality American-made furniture like Stickley and other brands. Their leather furniture, their dining room furniture, all the best woods and the top quality that's going to last for a long, long time. You can actually pass it down from generation to generation. It's just the way they do business. They're not trying to be the bargain basement, because that furniture, as we know, is something that you normally have to construct and it doesn't last a while. They're just going to have the best furniture, the top quality at really fair prices, and it's going to last, and they're going to take care of you with all the customer service I mentioned. So check them out at one of the 3 locations. Max sits there at the desk at I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. He's going to put you in capable hands of all of his salespeople, and they're going to take care of you from the financing to the delivery till after the deal is done, when they'll move furniture out or shift it around in your house to help you out. That's the way they do business. And Gallery really will save you money.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show. Attention all Owls fans. Rice Baseball takes on national powerhouse TCU on Tuesday, March 13th at 6:30 p.m. at Reckling Park. It's also Dollar Dog Night, so get out there and enjoy Dollar Hot Dogs. Bring some friends, bring the family, go to a great game, enjoy Dollar Hot Dogs throughout the game. Tickets start as low as $12. For single game ticket information, call 713-348-OWLS, that's 713-348-OWLS, or visit riceowls.com/BSBTicks for more information.
I'm not happy.
I figured you were going to say
that. There's a yin and there's a yang, and I just got the yang.
See what happens when you get too high? The universe levels you off.
Yeah, well, I had to go to
the man.
Expert.
Yeah.
And I went to Lance because Adam Schefter is now reporting the Packers are going to release Jordy Nelson, which I don't like. Yeah. You got that right, Nick. But he said that there is a good chance that they could bring him back at a lower price, but that what I've also heard is that they want to cut Randall Cobb, too, and that they don't have an interest in bringing him back. Now, both of those guys are Rodgers' boys.
Yes.
I mean, he's doing State Farm commercials with Cobb, and he's always been Jordy's buddy. So, first you get rid of his quarterback coach, and now you're screwing with his boys. Man, when Mike McCarthy said, I'm not in this business to make friends, well, you're doing a hell of a job. You and the personnel department, we'll see how it plays out. I do love the signing of Jimmy Graham. I don't. Now, Lance said everybody's got them taking a pass rusher in the first round. He really thinks that Calvin Ridley of Alabama's in play for the Packers as a first-round pick at a wide receiver. So we'll see.
A lot of folks bagging on you.
Fine.
Well, not bagging on you. And I say a lot, a couple. They're just giving you the business.
Because of the, being a Packer fan? Yeah,
no, just because, you know, they're like, hi, Graham cost you Nelson. And, Pack lose Jordy Nelson.
That's fine, and I deserve that. But guess what? If he re-signs at a lower cap figure, you're going to get it back.
This text might get you a little upset. Jordy Nelson will be a Cowboy. Just watch, Joel.
Yeah, so we've got Trey is a huge Cowboy fan, right? And Drew is a huge Cowboy fan, and they're already salivating. But they took it a step. They go, well, we're going to go get Jordy, and then Aaron's going to be pissed. And the next thing you know, we're going to get Aaron Rodgers on the couch. That ain't happening.
We're going to go get. Oh, are they actually working in the front office?
You know, Drew was on the practice squad for a while.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I didn't realize that they were actually out there making moves. Good for them.
Yeah, and of course, my phone's blowing up with all Packer fans giddy, and then all going, "What the hell are they doing? Getting rid of Jordy? He's such a fan favorite." But look, he wasn't healthy for the last couple. We'll see. All right, get off the Packer talk.
No, it's fine. Nick, you had an update for us about filling out the brackets.
Look at your
former... So it's just one per person, all right? You submit one bracket per person, okay. And that's pretty much what they're allowing.
Got it.
Yeah.
Drew's already in here like he was a practice squad player, like in Nick's room trying to, like, get our attention. Crawl back in your hole till they sign somebody. How about that?
Ooh.
Cowboys have done what?
Suck it.
Cowboys made the playoff. No, never mind.
The Vikings better hope they sign Kirk Cousins. This is from Manuel. The Vikings better hope they sign Kirk Cousins because all their quarterbacks are leaving Bridgewater, maybe headed to the Jets. I haven't seen anything on that. I don't know that to be true. The latest I've seen was the Jimmy Graham tweet from Sheffy. Who do you guys – do you guys have a preference between Schefter and Ian Rappaport?
I do now.
Who?
I'll take Shefty all day, every day.
I mean, I don't like Ian Rappaport because what he did to Nick.
That's why I'm saying. That's why I said I do now.
I mean, outside of that, in terms of TV, though, when they break news on TV, who do you like? That's how I would gauge it because the tweets are, I mean, you know, they're tweets. And they both, I guess they tweet well, you know. But I think it's like when they're on TV, who do you like breaking news from? Schefter?
I don't care. Rappaport. I just want it to be accurate.
I like Shefty.
Do you?
Yep.
Yeah, I just don't. I don't like.
You know, he's a closet basketballaholic.
Yeah, he's been doing some work, right?
Yeah, and he can talk basketball all day. I'd love to get him on at some point. That'd be fun.
Aaron Powell. This makes so much sense. I logged into the app just to listen, and as soon as I saw Jordy Nelson tweet, and I only wanted to hear from Joel. Nelson's probably going to the Patriots because he's a white wide receiver. That's pretty true. They got to replace Amendola.
And he can play in cold weather.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, because we just got done talking about people were saying about Jimmy Graham. can't say he's a dummy because he went Breeze, Russell Wilson, and Rodgers as his quarterbacks. Kind of like Martellus Bennett, who got away from Cutler as fast as he could so he could go Eli, Brady, and then he tried Rodgers. But you look at it and you think about it, if you're Jordy Nelson and you go Rodgers and then you go Brady, that's not bad.
Yeah, you could do worse.
I have to temper everything because I was excited about the Graham signing. I'm not too jazzed about
losing Jordy. Football gods giveth, the football
yes,
gods taketh
yes,
away.
Yes.
So this text came in a little bit earlier and I thought I would get y'all's opinion on it. What are your opinions on Elon Musk sending people to Mars?
That's kind of out there.
Would you go?
No. I don't want to be the guinea pig of that. Or...
I got that.
Thank you. I'm not. You know what? Dude's got all the money in the world, and you can do whatever you want to do, and you got to pay a pretty penny just to get on that ship. But yeah, I'm not.
I'm sorry. I totally didn't have my headphones unplugged right when you started talking. I have no idea what the hell you said. I was nothing. Like, oh, this sucks. I can't hear him.
You're
now.
Good.
I don't know. If they were like, all right, we need volunteers for people to go to Mars, that's not something you guys would want to do?
Volunteers?
Yeah.
Yeah, now they're really smoking.
No, I'm just saying, you wouldn't want to go do something like that?
No.
Why?
Because of what happens if it doesn't,
yeah,
until you've
totally
done it a
would.
Time or two and you've perfected the craft. It's like, do you want to be the first person to have a replacement knee?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Lewis and Clark? I mean, you'd be the Lewis and Clark of space. You're out there exploring.
Well, just rest assured, we'll take care of you on your
look
funeral.
Look at the statistics. How many astronauts have died?
Not many.
Not many?
No.
I would disagree.
I mean, the space shuttle that blew up.
Plus, a few of them are weirdos. Who was the one that almost killed her boyfriend or husband and went driving in diapers or something like
pooping
that?
Pooping herself cross country.
That was that big story, yeah.
I don't remember her name, but I can tell you right now, that ain't
super weird.
There's crazy people in every walk of life.
That's true. Yeah, I'm not down for that.
I totally would. Space has always fascinated me.
Yeah.
I would go into space in a heartbeat. If they were saying, yeah, we need people to go colonize Mars or at least try, and you might
die.
Yeah,
but you don't even know if you can land on Mars yet, and you're going?
On Mars.
But
there's a rover out there taking pictures.
I'm talking about civilization. I'm talking about live human beings on the planet.
Well, they'll send they'll send tests.
Oh, no, there's no tester, Barry. You are the tester.
No, they send a monkey into space before they send a human.
You're the guinea pig.
You'll send a monkey to Mars on a thing and let it land, and it'll bop out there and do little monkey things and have a little helmet on and whatnot. Maybe a dog. I don't know. But
you're making a lot of fans right now.
By the time humans go, they will have tested it enough. I totally would. Even if they were like, look, there's about a 40 to 50% chance you'll die, I'm going. That's just that
you,
fascinates
Nick?
Me so
nah,
much.
I just looked up on Wiki. There's a lot of people that died. A lot.
In space?
Yeah. I ain't doing
it. It's all space related. It's not astronauts that died like at
in
their
space.
House.
Yeah.
It's all accident and space related. Yeah. Going back to the 60s. Somebody just died in 2017. I don't even know who or...
In space.
Yeah.
Flying around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. What else?
I don't care.
Flying around.
Do it.
What else would they be doing?
I don't know. I'd still do it. I don't know. If I could have been an astronaut, I totally would have. I totally
really?
Would have. Yes.
I did not know that.
It fascinates me. I got a telescope.
I bet you do.
It sucks because you only see like the moon. Everything else is just like a dot. It's just a bigger dot. Unless you have the fancy one. Yeah, right?
All right. Chuck wants to get in here on this. What's up, Chuck?
What's going on, fellas?
What's up,
Chuck?
I got to disagree with Barry. I don't think you can make it up in space, Barry. You're like me. You really generally hate a large portion of the general population, man. And to go in space, what do you think you're going to deal with? Maybe 15 to 20 people? You just run out of punchlines really quick and be really bored really fast. That's all I got to say, fellas.
I don't know, Chuck. Everything you do on Mars, you'd be the first. First guy to pee on Mars like it was your backyard, just peeing.
First guy to have his junk fall off because he wasn't aware of the environment in Mars.
First guy to pee on Mars. First guy to poop on Mars. First guy to step on Mars. First guy to masturbate on Mars. You own all those records, and no one can take them away. Even if you died doing one of those, first guy to die peeing on Mars. That's a double. You got both. You're the first guy to pee on Mars. You're the first guy
masturbate
to die.
Masturbate on Mars. That's the record I want to make. Masturbate, really, Barry?
Yeah. All that. In the spacesuit. I'm sure they have ways to allow that.
Okay.
Are you telling me no? You don't think there's ever been an astronaut that's masturbated in space?
Not in space, maybe in the rocket ship, in the bathroom
the history
or something.
Of man, only if you get to keep the suit and don't have the embarrassment of going, hey, we're done with this mission. Clean this up.
Somebody's like, hey, what is this stuff floating around?
That's
in the
what
back?
I was just going to say.
It's like, huh? Yeah, there's like, I don't know. Were y'all using some glue? Was somebody doing crafts? There's like some Elmer's glue floating around.
Oh, it's gel, like Something About Marriage.
Yes.
Put it in your hair.
Right.
But think about that. In the history of space, there's never been one astronaut that hasn't masturbated. Really? I find that hard to believe. And if that's true, you get to be the first.
Guess they're not a bunch of jerks. Okay, we got one segment to go on the big show. Don't go anywhere.
Drinking my drink.
We'll take you till 4. Sipping the Blitz will take you till 7. ESPN 97.5.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hi-oh! Last segment of the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ Jong, and The Blitz. As they are waiting in the wings, and we have one more show on a Way Back Wednesday here in the studio tomorrow. Then we're on location Thursday, Revelry on Richmond, all day, all shows. So stop on by, see us, and hang out, watch some games in the opening round of the tournament. Friday, we continue the road show.
Yeah.
And we are at, now it escapes me, Prime Social.
Yeah.
Right here in the Galleria area.
Speaking of Way Back Wednesday, what are we going with? Artists who overdosed or songs by artists with one-word names?
I like songs with artists with one-word names.
I'm open to either. It doesn't bother me.
Okay. I vote one-word names.
Okay. So that's 2-1. So even if I wanted to go the other way.
Well, I mean, if you have a good case.
I had a fantastic case in the first hour.
No. No.
Well, now, you know, wait a minute.
Tracy just
it was
crapped
a good
all
idea
over it.
Until yeah. there was
boobs
further
always
re-
win.
After further yeah, review, true. It wasn't so good.
Yeah, just go ahead and fire up another cartoon song right now and picture us going to commercial.
It's like when you're like drunk, angry, and the only thing that can calm you down is like tacos. Boobs.
Boobs and tacos.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I got you. Okay.
Just calm down, sweetie. I'm like, absolutely.
All right, so we're going with one-word names for artists. That'll be our, Hey, you don't cross Nick. Rappaport is dead to me. That's from OU Mike. You're damn right.
Appreciate that, OU Mike.
That might be the best response Mike's had in quite a while.
Troy said you could be the first person in space to have sex with a female alien. There's that. I see Joel already making his list. Look, Sting.
Prince.
See, this is just. Seal. See,
I'm just writing down ideas, Nick.
He's a
child. I got a kid. I got stuff to do in the morning.
He has to win. He's the ultra competitive guy. He says that we're competitive.
I admit it. I'm hyper competitive.
The one time I got my list and watched, my list is not going to be ready until like 3:00. But wait a second. Tomorrow, isn't it a potential possibility that it's going to be a short show?
No, that's Thursday.
Oh, that's Thursday.
Well, it's Friday.
No, that's
A&M opens up on Friday. Yeah.
Okay. But never mind. So that was a confusion. My bad.
Mr. Make Your List over here.
I haven't done anything on the computer.
I just saw
I'm
you.
Jotting
you've got,
down ideas.
You've got three names. That I saw
ideas
you writing
on
your Sharpie. Stop cheating on my paper.
I did tweet that out last night. Doesn't CJ McCollum look like the guy that would cheat on you in math class and then get mad if y'all got a bad grade? He kind of looks like that guy to me.
CJ McCollum looks like he'd be like Urkel's best friend.
Doesn't he? That's what. He just looks like the guy in math class that was always cheating on everybody else's paper.
I'll tell you this though.
And then if you failed and he failed, he got mad at you. Man, you stupid. Be like, well, why'd you cheat on me, CJ? Because I'm trying to make it.
I remember not loaning somebody like a dollar because he wanted some chips from the vending machine, but I had a dollar for myself.
Right.
He chased me, like, all over. It was the summer school. Like, he chased my ass.
For a dollar?
Yeah, but he was a bigger.
He was going to beat that ass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ran.
I was always borrow money at lunch guy. Always.
I can see that.
I hated that, but we didn't have, like, I didn't get a lot of lunch money. And I would usually lose all my money playing craps.
Oh, my
God. So I would have to go be like, hit up the cute girls or the ugly girls and be like, hey, can I get a buck and a quarter for a Frito pie? That was me. I owed so many people lunch money at Jersey Village. It was sad. Guys, that Bleacher, a good app for breaking news, Bleacher Report app. He said they got the Graham news 30 minutes before we announced it.
That's a good tip right
so,
there.
So, yeah, check that out. Maybe add it to your phone. Oh,
well, your boy is here. Do you want to get him? You give him credit, and he calls in. Now, maybe if I promo him, we'll hear...
So
we'll disappear
real quick because this will be related. Well, you know what? Let's save it. We may have to have a saver here. Oh, you Mike wants to talk space travel. Oh, you Mike, what's up, man?
Wasn't it a masturbating astronaut that said shoot for the stars?
There it is. And like that, he go.
Shoot for the stars.
I thought he was going Milky Way, but.
But it was shortened to the point.
Poetry.
In more ways than one, it was just, to the point, Nick.
So apparently we can get to Mars in a minimum of 9 months. If you want to come back, you have to wait 500 Earth days for Mars to be back.
Hell no.
In the closest orbit.
Hey,
then
Perry,
another month. Then another 9 months return trip. 3 years of your life dedicated to Mars, basically. No. Just to get there and
back. Still as fired up about it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Totally. That's 3 years where I don't have to. I'm just
first comedian to tell a joke on Mars.
Boom. I love it.
Over.
I love it.
Wow. By the way, Nick, I don't know what you were looking at in terms of the Mac Daddy says only three people have died in space.
Thank you.
He said back in 71, three cosmonauts died in a Soyuz capsule. But technically wasn't in space? Was it the Challenger?
The Challenger wasn't in space yet.
Yeah, they so that's in, a technicality, Nick. Yeah. That's still, it's still astronauts, but...
But the best part is the last part. Mac Daddy said, and yes, Barry, I guarantee you that they masturbate in space. It's called research.
Development.
I would go
it's
up
research
there...
research and development.
And do it for science. Be like, don't...
You're such a whack job.
Don't judge me. You know what? I just... Where's the gong
it was
at?
Right there.
I thought that was pretty good, actually.
Yeah, what? Thank you, Nick. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm the one who
decides. Why are you guys ganging up on me? First one to play share loses. Ooh.
Well,
I don't think I've ever played share.
No, I would never do that.
I'm looking at Joel scratching off his list right now.
Nope. Not playing share.
Do you believe in love after love?
Like you're swinging with the...
Was that prior to 2000?
Tongue in cheek.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe one of the most unattractive...
Men
videos I've ever seen of a big name artist.
Cher?
When she on that battleship wore that just slingshot like thong,
no
bodysuit, no ass at all. I'm just
it
going,
looked like a picnic table just, with a thong on.
Yeah, you could have put a member of Kiss in the same outfit. Yeah. I'm just like, no.
Yeah,
but do you know what reminds me of that?
Just
because
you're 50 and think you're sexy doesn't mean you need to go out there.
By the way, 1998, and I think it was auto. She's like one of the first for auto-tune. Do you remember that song? There was a lot of auto-tune in that song.
Well, that's
there
the
was.
Club version.
Okay.
That was
the original version was not like that.
The original version, she didn't.
She's the T-Pain of old white women.
It just reminded me. I was like, wow, I totally forgot about that song.
That is true. Does Pink count? Yeah.
Pink? Well, as long as she's pre-2000.
Yeah. Is she?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have to look at when the albums came out. And I'm not using her either.
Uh-huh.
You can have Pink. I don't want it.
I might.
Okay.
We'll see. I'm going to try to dig deep. I'm not going to do what you guys do and pick the obvious ones like Sting and Seal. I'm just going through the list I know he already has. Prince. I mean, ugh, God.
Go get you some Metallica,
really?
Okay? Go get you some Metallica.
I might throw some Metallica in there.
Connor Hogan said, God, I can't imagine being locked in a spaceship with a comedian for 3 years.
Can I ask a question on a technicality?
Connor. Yeah.
Before we go to... Seriously, I want to ask about a technicality because I'm thinking about it for the guy.
Austin said Bruce Willis died in space, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, what's your question?
So, is his official artist name Tupac Shakur? Or is it just Tupac?
Because
I'm asking for a friend.
It's Tupac Shakur.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
Yeah.
And on that note, all right, we'll wrap it up. It's Way Back Wednesday tomorrow, last day in studio before we take it on the road. For us, it's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Y'all have a great night. We're going to turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jung, and the Blitz next, right here on ESPN 97.5.